Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Guys, I'm honestly just baffled at the absolute disaster that Donald Trump has pulled us into. The breaking news reporting that we just got is sickening because it looks like the United States is about to dive headfirst back into this endless Iranian war that Trump and Netanyahu should not have launched in the first place. We just learned that Donald Trump is looking at resuming, quote, limited military strikes in the country of Iran after the negotiations with J.D. Vance, Pakistan, and Iran fell through in Islamabad. I have been saying on the Adam Mockler show for weeks now that the United States is losing this war and or that we have just lost this war due to the ceding of regional leverage to Iran. And I've gotten in trouble for saying that, whether it's on News Nation where my debate opponent goes, whoa, 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 you can't be saying that the United States has lost the war. Guess what? I am saying it. The United States is actively losing when we go into negotiations and then decide that we have to strike again because the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. This is effing ridiculous. And just look at how we're getting made fun of by other countries. I know Chinese social media isn't like the biggest indicator, but Chinese social media is making fun of the new toll that the United States put on the Strait of Hormuz. And they're making fun of it by showing Iran has a toll right here. So what the United States did was just say, hey, I'm going to one-up you. You can't fire me. I quit. And we just put a toll a few miles over to the right. Then Chinese social media began spreading this. They're like, oh, what's going to happen next? Iran, then the United States, then the EU, then China are all going to blockade the Strait of Hormuz in a similar fashion. Now, obviously, this chart on screen is a joke. Right now, it is actually just Iran and the United States with their separate blockades. But either way, this is insane. This is a disaster. I pointed out on CNN about a week ago that the United States is losing this war and it went viral, but people were trying to say that this was un-American. I want you to watch this clip and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. You can help push us over to 2 million subscribers. It could be your subscription. Look how close we are. So subscribe, drop a like to boost our message. Watch this clip.
Israel is still in Iran. Mm-hmm. It is still in Iran, and we've done nothing to get it out.
If the goal of the war is to stop Iran from developing nukes, then we have no way to actually verify if they have enriched uranium. If the goal of the war is to defang their ability to fund proxies in the Middle East, they are now more rich because they're tolling people through the Strait of Hormuz, and that is making them a lot of money. We've created an environment where Iran is gaining money due to the sanctions lifted on oil. Iran is gaining money because they're going to start tolling ships. And on top of that, this administration is not just changing objectives every single day. They're lowering the threshold for what victory is considered as. So first, it was regime change, as you said. Israel named this Operation Roaring Lion, which indicates the return of the Shah. It's regime change. Then they realized that's a really hard task. We're going to just talk about weapons of mass destruction now. That one kind of works sometimes. And they realized, okay, we have no way to actually verify that as well. So now we're in a situation where people on TV are listing off, oh, we've destroyed their Air Force. We've destroyed their Navy. Their Air Force was gifted to them 55 years ago by the United States. So was the Navy. Their Air Force and their Navy were not significant threats to the United States. They were ancient. They were ancient as hell. They were old. So what have we gotten from this? We've destroyed their ancient fleets. We haven't actually secured the enriched uranium, and they're richer for it. They have control over the Strait of Hormuz and can continue to exert control over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm not seeing the victory here.
That clip is from 10 days ago, and I'm still not seeing the victory. In fact, things have gotten worse. As the new reporting says, President Trump is looking at resuming, quote, limited military strikes in Iran. What an absolute disaster. He has no off-ramp. He is panicked. He threatened to destroy their entire civilization. Then we went into negotiations. Our vice president flew to Pakistan for negotiations. Now we're striking them again? What about the 4 to 6 week timeline? Details include, one, Trump could also resume a full-fledged bombing campaign, though officials said that was less likely. Two, Trump could also seek a temporary blockade while he, quote, pressures allies to take responsibility for a prolonged military escort through the Strait of Hormuz in the future. Three, Trump, quote, remains open to a diplomatic solution, aide said, even as he promised the blockade and threatened again to target Iran's infrastructure. Four, quote, I would hate to do it, but it's their water, their desalination plants, and their electric generating plants. They're very easy to hit, Donald Trump said. Oil prices are currently surging above $105 a barrel. Stock market futures are currently falling very slightly. I mean, listen, it's not that the stock market's the most important thing, but just seeing markets in turmoil, both oil markets, stock market, all of this shows the instability and uncertainty that Donald Trump is creating. And when oil prices are spiking across the globe, people have to begin rationing this type of energy. Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy says, the verdict is in. Gas prices are likely to return to climbing with Trump's new straight block, with price cycling states likely to hike gas prices very soon, as early as tomorrow. For many areas, as oil prices surge past $100 a barrel again, RBOB pointing to a big surge in wholesale tomorrow. What is Donald Trump doing? He's walking out at the UFC, trying to act like he's this beloved celebrity president. What an absolute disaster. The economy is currently struggling. 14% of Americans have to use buy now, pay later for groceries, meaning they have to go into debt to buy groceries. Like, unemployment has skyrocketed since Donald Trump took office. Inflation is not down. In fact, it's going up. Gas prices are really high where I live in Chicago. And when I drove back to visit my parents last weekend, which was really nice to see my parents, see my dogs, just relax. But when I drove back to go see them, I realized that even gas prices back in Indiana, the red state that I grew up in, have spiked a lot. Anyone in Indiana can definitely verify it's happening all across the country. Americans are struggling due to healthcare costs, due to all of this. And Trump is out there like a wannabe celebrity president. One more time, what a disaster. And the absolutely brilliant part is, when I go on television to break down how we are absolutely losing this war, apparently I'm the bad guy. Roll this clip of me debating Ben Ferguson on Cuomo's show, and they both seem to get very uncomfortable by me saying the truth.
Hundreds of thousands of small businesses who have claimed that they've been affected by these tariffs. That's before we even introduced the war that just started, spiking diesel prices. This war that we've effectively lost, as the Strait of Hormuz is still closed, Iran is still gaining riches, and Donald Trump backed down.
Lost the war.
None of this is good. Is the Strait of Hormuz open or closed, Ben?
You just said we lost the war. We've not lost the war. By the way, the Strait of Hormuz has had multiple ships going through today, yesterday, and the day before. So they've been reopening it back up.
And the United States can't get any shipping through.
One at a time. But also, Adam, look, you don't need to say we lost the war. You get into Senator Murphy territory there.
Yeah,
the military is achieving objectives. The question is America better off financially with what's going on right now? And is there an opportunity in that, Adam, for Democrats in the midterms?
I'll answer that, but it's not Senator Murphy territory to point out that 86-year-old Khamenei was replaced by his 30-year younger son, who is more radical.
True.
The regime is still standing. They still have enriched uranium and the knowledge to build nukes, and they have control over the Strait of Hormuz that they're tolling and getting richer off of. This is
all
not a victory. And I want to very quickly lay out a more affirmative message for Democrats rather than just tearing down Trump, because it's only fair. I kind of touched on this last night, but Democrats should run on a very vicious anti-corruption campaign.
I mean, listen, they got triggered because I said this, but every single day that passes since this interview I did maybe 5 days ago, we are more and more vindicated at what we're saying. If Donald Trump has to relaunch strikes after negotiations fell through because the Strait of Hormuz is still blocked as Iran is gaining more and more and more money and leverage in the region, that is not a victory by any means, and that needs to be called out. I am so incredibly sick of the gaslighting and the lying to the American people. I mean, check this out. Donald Trump was on Fox News this morning, and he wasn't talking about how he was going to lower prices or fix this mess he got us into. He's still lying and ranting about how the election was rigged. He's going to lie to your face about the state of the economy until he leaves office, saying it's A++++. He's going to lie to your face about these rogue ICE agents and say that Renee Nicole Good was a domestic terrorist until his dying day. He will continue to lie about this over and over and over about the Epstein files, about this war, because that's who he is. He says in one breath, we don't need the Strait of Hormuz. Then he says, you know what, our allies need to go grab the Strait of Hormuz and force its reopen. Then he says, actually, we've never even used it in the past.
But under Biden, who was an incompetent president, he was grossly incompetent. Look, the election was rigged. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that now. And it's all come out, and it's coming out. But under Biden, if you take a look at what happened when he was president, that's a war that would have never happened. Russia attacking Ukraine.
Yep.
And I ended, really, I ended eight wars.
Dude, this is some crazy demented shit. Did he just use the eight war lie again?
Really, I ended eight wars.
He did not, this dude did not end eight wars. Joe Biden is the one that pulled us out of Afghanistan. Donald Trump has turned the entire world in, over on its head and flipped it into turmoil. Markets are currently in a frenzy. Oil prices are spiking and countries are rationing what kind of energy they can use. This is not a victory, and I'm so sick of our demented president creating more and more disasters. What a disaster. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.